There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, so some of us are vegans, some of us are meat eaters, some of us are paleo, do you just call it paleo, paleons? I don't know. I don't even know if there's a word for it. Apparently now we have a diet trend that combines your vegan and your paleo. And Dr. Mark Hyman of Cleveland Medical Center coined this new term. And I don't know, it looks kind of cool. All right, so apparently the pagan diet mixes the principles of paleo diet while incorporating more fiber and grains, adding to a more fiber-rich diet overall. And so paleo is the caveman diet. So you have foods that you had to eat hunting and gathering. Remember I always talk about, you know, well, hunter and gatherer days, you would eat this, you would eat this. That's what your bodies are designed for. So to me, the paleo has made a lot of sense, okay? But, you know, we're trying to go kind of as natural as possible. They do, I think, prefer grass-fed meat. I have to kind of reconfirm that, but I'm seeing that in a site. Fish, eggs, nuts, fruit, non-starchy vegetables, and good fats. Vegan diets, grains, fruits, vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, but avoids any animal product. So the pagan diet, I guess we can't call it pagan. Pagan diet is considered the best of both worlds. So you have the plant-rich diet that has protein, good fats, and grains, but you avoid dairy, you avoid gluten, and you avoid sugar. So what would be the typical pagan meal? Well, breakfast, a vegetable omelet. Okay? And honestly, I like tomatoes and green pepper and onions in my egg. So I could do that. I don't really need to eat breakfast meat. Lunch, a chicken and quinoa salad. So here's chicken. See, I don't know if the vegans like this because they really don't want animal product in there. Snacks could be fruit and mixed nuts. And then dinner, a small serving of meat, vegetables, and half a cup of brown rice. Boy, does that sound exciting. I don't see any chocolate cake. I don't see any margarita. I don't see an arroz con pollo in there, so I don't know how happy I would be with this diet, but it's something. So, pagan will be more stricter than meat consumption than the paleo approach, because paleo has a lot of meat, but apparently Dr. Burrell says the pagan will help control weight gain because paleos can gain more weight. So what are pagan-friendly foods for some of you guys that want to be pagan? My guess is after hearing this segment and us talking about pagans, you probably don't even want to be called a pagan. But anything plant-based, you're good. So any fruits or vegetables, you're good. Good fats like olive oil, nuts, seeds, avocado, any of those, good. Meat, all right? So whew, for those of us that really love our meat, you could eat meat, but I guess it has to be grass-fed and best consumed as a small side dish instead of the main course. You know what I love? I love dirty rice that has the ground beef in there with the... Oh, I love that. I also love jambalaya, but that's, again, that doesn't count. Protein you could get from eggs, you could get from fish, you could get from poultry, legumes... But they encourage in moderation. That's okay. I will restrict my legumes as long as you need me to. That's fine by me. Gluten-free whole grains like quinoa, millet, oats, amaranth, buckwheat, corn, and rice. And then sugar, you could have just a little bit, but occasionally allowed as a little treat. which is good for me because otherwise the diet is so going out the window. I can honestly see myself vegan. I can't. No dairy or gluten. I like cheese, but I just don't buy cheese, and I don't want the extra fat. So I could do low cheese. Now, again, I know some of you are like, wait a second, where are you getting your calcium? You'd have to get your calcium from your, if you're going to control your dairy, you got to get your calcium then from your vegetables. So that would be a definite issue. So, you know, interesting stuff. We'll see where it goes. All right, so we got a lot to talk about today. You know, I quickly don't want to hit this one story. I guess Amazon, is it Amazon Prime? We're catching these guys use Subways to deliver the products. And, you know, I find it amazing when companies can, you know, like, remember when the pizza commercials in the 80s where we will deliver your pizzas within, let's say, 30 minutes, and you're like, okay, well then, you know, or it's free. So then you're like, okay, well then that's good. What we'll do is we'll block the door. We'll give them the wrong house number. Go, no, we didn't say 205, apartment 205. We said apartment 206. You're 30 minutes late and get free pizza. Well, I guess Amazon is using the New York subway now to avoid Manhattan's gridlock traffic. So there's these Prime Now services that deliver packages in under an hour. It costs $7.99 for arrival in under an hour, and deliveries of 2 hours are free. Boy, are they really stepping it up for business. I mean, wow, an hour delivery. That's some crazy stuff. So I guess if you need a phone charger or if you need soap, all right, only $7.99 for this sort of delivery. Now, where I live, there's a convenience store and there's, you know, a little market, you know, almost every, you know, block. So I wouldn't need to do this. But sometimes in New York, you have districts where I guess you just can't get deodorant or tampons or whatever. So I guess Amazon delivery workers are now moving packages on the subway. And the company has started to use a rail network because long waits and traffic jams above ground have forced them below. I still think the subway system is one of the most amazing transport systems out there, and the fact that it was built before computers and GPS and all that, you got to know your city and you got to know what people need. So I guess that's what you could get with Amazon Prime. There's now an app available to Amazon Prime members who pay $99 per year subscription fee. I guess if you do the subscription fee, I guess then you get the lower rates. I don't know. I buy from Amazon, but not that often. Cool stuff. All right, when we come back, a common kids remedy could actually be used for hangovers, and we'll talk about hangovers and cures. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877 Doc Belly.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so something I have urged and recommended to thousands upon thousands of kids in my career is Pedialyte. And Pedialyte replenishes fluids and replenishes certain salts in kids that have diarrhea, vomiting, illness, etc. I personally can't stand the taste. I do not like drinking Pedialyte at all. But for some reason, kids get it down and they're happy. Well, we're finding, and this isn't the first time, that Pedialyte could actually be a very effective hangover. As part of marketing research, Nielsen market research company Nielsen, adult use of the medicine has gone up by 57% since 2012. In the past few years, I guess Ferrell and Miley Cyrus have sworn by Pedialyte as a hangover cure. Professor Stanley Goldfarb of the Perelman School of Medicine in Pennsylvania said that hangovers are caused by alcohol byproducts in the body, which I've explained before and I will explain again, and these byproducts need to be metabolized by the liver. There is no evidence that there is any cure that is better than just simply for waiting for your liver to work, but apparently the placebo effect is a very powerful one. Here's my thing. A lot of the hangover pain you get is because of dehydration. And so, so basically what happens is you drink alcohol, and then you get the acetaldehyde. And the acetaldehyde is created when the liver starts to break down the alcohol. Now, in order for liver to break down the alcohol, there's an enzyme called alcohol dehydrogenase. Okay, so you got alcohol dehydrogenase that sees the alcohol in the liver, right, and it breaks it down, which is why you need a really good liver. Now you got this acetaldehyde floating around. Acetaldehyde is what causes hangovers and that crappy feeling. Acetaldehyde has to be attacked by another enzyme, the acetaldehyde dehydrogenase, to make another substance called glutathione. Glutathione has a bunch of cysteine in it. And together, the acetaldehyde dehydrogenase and the glutathione, which is kind of like makes a non-toxic form of acetate. This non-toxic form of acetate allows you to then break down the last byproduct of alcohol safely. So you get that, you got alcohol running around, and then there has to be an alcohol dehydrogenase enzyme to break that down. It breaks it down into acetaldehyde. Now I got acetaldehyde running around the place making you feel sick. You got the acetaldehyde dehydrogenase to break that sucker down. Then it breaks it down to glutathione and cysteine, which your body can handle better. That's how I look at it. Now, the liver stores of glutathione quickly run out the more alcohol you have. The more alcohol in your system and the less glutathione, which helps clean it up, causes more acetaldehyde to build up. The longer acetaldehyde is built up in your system, the more you feel crappy. Okay? So, there was a study that looked at Sprite. Remember, I think it was a study out of Holland. And they found that Sprite seemed to decrease the level of acetaldehyde quicker than many other drinks. So they looked at Pedialyte, they looked at Sprite, and they found that Sprite worked the best. But there's a bunch of different hangover cures. Again, you're going to feel like crap because you're dehydrated from the alcohol, you urinate more, you're not getting good fluids, and then you have the acetaldehyde in and of itself. A lot of people will try to flush the buzz. You would get another buzz when you would drink a lot of water after you drank alcohol. And that buzz was not so much an alcohol buzz, but probably because you felt better because you had a crap load of water. So we used to do that when we had no more money, for alcohol. We would just down a whole bunch of water to get that little extra buzz. And it's ridiculous, but, you know, that's what you do in college and medical school. And, you know, that's why, here I am, on the radio rather than teaching at Harvard. Trust me, I love my job. I'd rather be on the radio than at Harvard. All right. So what are the hangover remedies? Well, hair of the dog. Hair of the dog is what a lot of people do, where they will drink extra alcohol. So they'll have a Bloody Mary the next day. I think Bloody Marys taste like crap. But the reason why Bloody Marys seem to help is because you're getting the extra salt, you're getting the extra sugar, you're getting some vitamins with the tomato juice. And sometimes the alcohol may give you a little bit of a buzz in and of itself, but it doesn't help in the long run. So I would just recommend, fluids and potassium. We used to do banana bags. Would give you potassium and salts and fluid through an IV, and that would be a hangover cure. Another hangover cure they always talk about is a greasy breakfast. No science behind this one. All right. And in fact, I get very nervous about greasy breakfast because here you are having a very, very, irritated stomach. right, from the alcohol that you drink and a lot of it, and then now you're loading up your system with a big, heavy breakfast. I would rather recommend you eat small amounts, but maybe it's because you're getting your salts in, you're getting your sugars in. So a lot of people say that the fatty, greasy breakfast helps. That's, you know, Vegas was very famous for their 99-cent breakfast or $1.99 breakfast. And people who were hungover or didn't want to get hungover would go eat the crap, and it was cheap, and it would help them feel better. You know, again, I would rather you eat light and, you know, possibly, you know, little bits just to ease up on your stomach. I really freak out by the amount of people having ulcers and stomach issues, and they don't realize it, you know, because they just, you know, think, well, the alcohol only hurt my liver, et cetera. But a lot of you guys are giving yourself ulcers, peptic ulcers, et cetera. Next, Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer will turn 80 years old, according to Health.com. Or actually, it did. It turned 80 in 2011. And many people use Alka-Seltzer because of the sodium bicarb. The sodium bicarb, which is baking soda, helps settle the easy stomach. All right? But, again, be careful with that. You know, just make sure you're drinking a lot of water, okay? Definitely get your fluids in. Hangover pills, like there's certain medicines that have caffeine in them. I get a little nervous about that because I really don't trust a lot of quote-unquote hangover pills out there. Many people will just have coffee, all right, because the caffeine seems to help with some of the headache. You know, when your blood vessels start to dilate, you could have a worse hangover. So you start to constrict them with the coffee. But, sometimes it could help. Water and sports drinks seem to be some of the most popular ones. And sports drinks kind of have taken over Pedialyte for the grown-ups. And so getting those salts in, getting the fluid in, etc., seems to help. Keep in mind, the darker substances in alcohol, the congeners, could make it worse, make your headaches worse. White wine seems to be better than red wine when it comes to hangover prevention, because these congeners could be more hangover producing. And then many people, they just head straight for the aspirin. You got to be careful with the aspirin. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about hangover cures. Because, again, you're drinking a lot. Your stomach is irritated. You're starting to form an ulcer. Now you add to it some aspirin. So you need to be careful. I'm okay with Tylenol, but here's the thing. If you just blew your liver away with all the alcohol you were drinking, and now the liver's like, oh my gosh, I got to deal with Tylenol too, you want to be careful. Some people will go to an Advil or a Aleve to protect their liver, but still these medicines could bother the liver and they could bother the stomach. So even though, yes, pain relievers are a go-to medicine and a go-to remedy, you got to be careful because, again, you just blew your system away with the alcohol. Exercise helps. Go out and start walking or do some yoga or some Pilates, maybe some light weights. But exercise seems to help. And, again, make sure you're hydrating as well. Some people say that the sauna works. You know, according to health.com, sometimes saunas could, I don't like the idea of saunaing after you drink because you're dehydrated and your body already has been in a little bit of shock with all the stuff. So I get a little bit nervous about that. A big thing I tell people to do is, all right, take something for the headache, drink a lot of water, and go back to bed. A lot of times the hangover will go away. All right. Now, those of us that are prone to migraines or prone to headaches will say, no, I'm going to have the headache all day unless I take something. I get that. But for those of you that really aren't headache prone, try to go back to sleep. Okay. Don't be partying Sunday night when you got a 7 a.m. meeting on Monday. You dig? All right. So those are hangover remedies. Woo! 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks again to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and big thanks to Tom who was working the dials. All right, so being tall can harm your sex life, and they have a picture of Big Bird. I know. Poor Big Bird. I could see Snuffleupagus getting some, but not Big Bird. Anyway, there was a study in the Journal of Sexual Medicine found shorter men actually have more sex. And tall people, very interesting, more difficult time having sex. However, tall people, as we've talked about on the show, less likely to have heart disease, whereas short people more likely to have heart disease. So last month, researchers at Ohio State University reported that tall people are on average cleverer and have better social skills. Are you kidding me? They said this could explain why studies in the past have found that tall people tend to earn more. I had no idea all these studies were going on. Right? That study followed research showing tall people are less likely to develop heart disease than short people. Alright? But they are now finding that maybe it's not always the healthiest. Okay, now, short people. In addition to them being at risk for heart disease, they're also more at risk for dementia. This was a study published in the British Journal of Psychiatry. The team found that men under 5'6" had a 36% higher risk of dementia than men over 5'10". That doesn't mean if you're short, it causes dementia, but if you are a shorter person that ends up being more prone to heart disease, maybe stress, bullying a lot, difficulty getting relationships, etc., maybe all that altogether, high cholesterol, etc., could put you more at risk for dementia. So, overall risk of dementia still is low, but can still be there for shorter people. Height protects the heart. We know that taller people seem to do better. Now, maybe it's because many of them are more athletes, I don't know. But researchers found that a 5 foot tall person had a 32% higher risk of heart disease than somebody who was 5'6", and even taller doing better. So they think that maybe some of the genetic variants that are known to control height maybe also affect cholesterol and fat and diabetes, etc. But taller people seem to do better. Now, unfortunately, there was a study talking about taller people and cancer. So years ago when this study came out, I remember talking about how taller people may be more unfortunately inclined to have cancer. We don't know if it's because they have a bigger organ. We're not sure why. But Dr. Jeffrey Cabot, an epidemiologist at the Albert Einstein College of Medicine, published research on postmenopausal women, which found that for every additional 10 centimeters of height, the risk of developing any cancer rose 17%. The strongest associations were melanoma, colon, uterine cancer, kidney, and thyroid. In a study in men, Dr. Cabot found the risk of cancer rose 5% for every 10 centimeters of height. Maybe the high, fast growth during childhood and adolescence could put them at risk. Maybe it's because they have higher levels of insulin-like growth factor, which is a protein, and this is released in response to growth hormones and could be released to cancer. He also, Dr. Cabot, talks about maybe because the organs are bigger, but the risks from height are still small. They say tall women are also more likely to have twins. I'm only 5'6", although now my height has kind of dropped to 5'5.5" because of probably the discs. But I'm getting shorter. Hold on one second here. Phone's busy. Sorry about that. I have to do a quick text. Sorry, I'm having a little issue here. So a 2006 study in the U.S. compared the heights of new mothers, found that those who had twins and triplets were on average an inch taller than the national average. Dr. Gary Steinman, an OB at Long Island Jewish Medical Center, led the research. And again, maybe it's IGF, that insulin-like growth factor. Shorter people feel looked down upon. So there's suicide risk that seems to go up for people who are shorter. And that's got to be very frustrating, especially for men. I don't know how men do it with constantly being bullied. I mean, women are rough, but we women know how to get back at other women. We could just sleep with their boyfriends. But for men, it's a lot harder. And so not that I'm encouraging you to sleep with another woman's boyfriend, but you see where I'm going. I used to really, really tick women off because when they would be mean to me, I would just flirt with their boyfriend. And they would like be, you know, racing across their high heels coming around going, And I'd be like, And we would And the guys would just love it. And I'm like, you know what? You could just get all cray cray. Go ahead. I'm going to move on over here. I just was talking. You know, we're just talking about something because obviously you're too boring for him to talk to. And, I would just kind of work my way that way. And they left me alone. I was able to de-bullify myself because remember, I was a dork in school. I was a major dork. But once I started to come into my own and I became a double D, Man, that dorkiness wore off. I brushed it off. All right, short men may live longer. There was a study that looked at 8,000 American men of Japanese descent and found that those who were 5'2" or shorter lived longer than those who were 5'4" or taller. Maybe shorter men have a protective version of a gene that we call FOXO3. It's not a channel like, you know, a lot of people have Fox on their TV. FOXO3, it's a gene linked to aging and longevity. I'll buy a bottle of that. The study found that men with this variant of the gene had less cancer and lower insulin levels. There was another study looking back at men born in 1866 to 1915, and they found that the shorter men lived longer. Taller people are more likely to break a bone. Maybe their bones aren't as thick. Maybe more risk of injury, clumsiness. Taller men are more likely to develop a blood clot in the leg. They said a Norwegian study published in 2011 found that men who were 6 feet or taller were 2.6 times more likely to develop a DVT, or a deep vein thrombosis, than men who were 5'8". In deep vein thrombosis, a clot forms in the deep veins, normally in the legs. There's usually increased risk in taller women, but being tall and obese puts you at risk. I'm not sure about the sex. They say last year an analysis of 5,000 families by New York University found that men who were 5'7" or shorter were 32% less likely to divorce. Researchers said this finding was likely due to the fact that short men married less and later, suggesting a selection process in which some women opt out of a marriage with short men before it begins. All right? A study last year in the Journal of Sexual Medicine found that shorter men have more sex, probably because they're closer, you know, to, well, men under 5'7" and of healthy weight reported the highest coital frequency. That's according to a team found in the University of Debrecen in Hungary. Here's my problem. Okay, when a man is very, 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 very tall, you almost have to step up on the couch to get up to kiss him. I dated somebody tall. I thought it was cool because he had very, very long arms, but there was some awkwardness. A man who was shorter than me, also a little difficult, because a lot of women like to feel tinier, and when you feel taller, you feel fatter and bigger, so that was an issue. And so I ended up marrying Corey, not only for this reason, there were a couple others, but Corey was about 6 foot, and for me, 5'6" with heels, it was the perfect height. He wasn't too tall, wasn't too short. But men who are tall, unfortunately in evolutionary terms, seem to get the mates quicker because the female animal species thinks they are going to be a more powerful, protective mate. But then I think a lot of women find out they're clumsy and they're like, you know what, forget this. So if you are tall, Tom Brady's tall, right? I saw him playing golf with Magic Johnson. He looked pretty close in height. I don't know how tall Tom Brady is. He could be my mate anytime. I understand deflate gate. You know what? He could deflate my gate anytime. He's gorgeous. All right. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I think it is brilliant. Tom just sent me something that I absolutely love, where people have their little kid and they recreate these movie scenes, you know, like Raiders of the Lost Ark and Aliens and Star Wars, and you got the little baby kid dressed up. So cute. You know, my kids, it was very, very tough. My kids always had, you know, like the, you know, I'm on drugs look. And so I really, you know, can't show a lot of people pictures because I'll get arrested. I mean, people are going to think, oh, my gosh, what did you give your kid? I'm like, I didn't get my kid. He just always looks stoned, you know. And you know, every now and then you got to smile. But they would either be throwing an absolute fit, or when I would try to get them out of throwing the fit, like, look, mommy's going to get you. Mommy's going to get you a new car. You want a new car? And the kid's like, huh? And that's what would take the picture, and that's why the kid looks stoned. So I really don't have a lot of baby collages that we could really do. I apologize. Speaking of stoned, interesting. There, did you guys know that there's a synthetic way to make morphine? Okay, first of all, we know that morphine comes from the poppies, right? The opium poppies. I guess they fill millions of acres in Afghanistan and Laos and, you know, and there's this little opium juice that carefully gets scraped off the seed pods and it yields morphine. And then they refine it into heroin. All right. This is according to New York Times. But apparently there's going to be a new way for drug companies or traffickers to brew morphine and then later heroin in yeast genetically modified to turn sugar into morphine. They say almost all the essential steps, no, don't be breaking out a pencil and paper. Almost all the essential steps have been worked out in the last 7 years. And there was a final missing one that was published Monday in the Journal of Nature Chemical Biology. They say all the elements are in place, but the whole pathway needs to be integrated before a one-pot glucose to morphine stream is ready to roll. I don't know if I really want that to happen, but anyway. So the rapid progress in synthetic biology now has set off a debate on, well, if somebody can do this, how do you control it? And what sort of steps should be taken. So you know how we can't get Sudafed in a convenience store without showing your ID and being put into a database? Well, then I guess it's going to be a lot harder to get sugar. I don't know how they would do this. I really don't. So genetically engineering yeast to ferment heroin like beer. I guess they're calling it brewing bad. And I don't know if they are going to be able to make it to the degree like crystal meth. I don't think it's going to be that gross in numbers and in quantity, large meaning, but interesting nonetheless. You know, when I think back, we worked with a lot of yeast in chemistry. We worked with a lot of glucose. I'm wondering if one of our honors chemistry classes, we actually did that, where we made morphine. I know my chemistry teacher was always, always in a good mood. All right, so I guess using brewer's yeast, the Saccharomyces cerevisiae, does it. A Berkeley team, John Duber, said it was not trying to make morphine, but 2,500 other alkaloids for which reticuline is a precursor. Some of these could become antibiotics. Some could be cancer drugs. Then they found out that they could make morphine. Heroin sellers smuggle raw materials out of Afghanistan, Laos, Myanmar, and Mexico. And then Taliban seems to interfere. American Army sometimes interferes. And so yeast could be very, very easily done inside the country. Wow, I'm learning as I go with that one. Thank you guys for letting me talk about that one. I was like, that's kind of interesting. I got to go back to my chemistry days. Here's the problem. These narcotic highs are very difficult to duplicate and replicate. And as we start to limit the pain medications, I fear that we're going to see more of a push to go into the illegal realm of people making their own sort of... I'm sure somebody's going to figure this out on YouTube and start making their own. And, you can't tell somebody who's addicted to narcotics or addicted to heroin to just go pop a Tylenol. It's not going to work. It's a shame. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Guys, your radios, you got to fix your radios. All right. right. Now, the City of London has issued a warning about the health risks in counterfeit makeup. Apparently, brand name makeup is getting more and more expensive. So you have imitation makeup out there. I'm not going to name any of the top brands, but I'm sure there's counterfeit makeup spanning all these brands. And, excuse me, I got the hiccups. And police said that a lot of these imitations are made in unsanitary conditions. And they have found rat droppings, poison, and these have been found in these fake cosmetics. Cyanide, human urine, in counterfeit perfume. Can you imagine you're spraying yourself with perfume that has cyanide and human urine in it? These guys are probably like, oh, dude, that's funny, dude, do it. So, if you use these fake products and expose yourself to cyanide and other people's urine, there could be a lot of health issues, swelling, rashes, burns, infectious disease, etc. Even some counterfeit sun creams do not offer protection by the sun. In Europe, they are seizing websites that are selling fake luxury items, but you need to be careful. You know, a lot of us, you know, we do that. I was looking at, I was getting my pedicure yesterday because if you guys have seen my toenails, you'd be like, girl, you need to really get a pedicure. So I was there and there was this infomercial on Luminous Air. And I'm watching this infomercial and it's just going on and on and on about airbrush makeup. And I'm like, well, you know what? I have to use airbrush makeup a lot for TV stuff. That'd be cool to have a home kit. So when I start to go online to see what the costs are, you start to see an array of costs, right? An array of makeup costs, etc. And you don't know what's a good website or not, because some of these websites, they sound really, they sound really legit. All right, be very, very careful. With websites, you want to go to the, confirm, you want to verify, contact the company, get the company's number from a different source, contact, ask them what their website is. More and more of us are shopping online. And the more we have consumers shopping online, the more risk of scams and us getting stuff that isn't legit. I get so nervous when you guys buy medications online. I mean, do you know what the hell you're getting? All right? Yeah, I understand the bottle was taped up. Okay? To me, that doesn't mean it's secure. Okay? I still would approve an FDA seal of approval. Another report has come out that men are getting their prostate cancer screening less and less. They say primary care doctors have broadly accepted the U.S. Preventative Services Task Force ruling that the harms of prostate screening outweigh the benefits. So now we're seeing that the overall rate of PSA testing dropped 50% at primary care clinics operated by Oregon Health and Science University. The test measures the blood prostate-specific antigen, which could be elevated if you have cancer. Just because it's elevated doesn't mean you have cancer. But if you have cancer, many times your PSA will be elevated and they can watch it. That's why it's a very specific test and not so sensitive. But unfortunately, I think some of you need a baseline and some of you need one a few years later to watch if it's going up or down. So make sure you talk to your doctor, okay? 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.